From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. The investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election took another serious turn Friday when the Justice Department announced the indictment of 12 Russian military intelligence officers for conspiring to interfere in the elections. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein unveiled the indictment that was returned by a grand jury considering evidence brought by special counsel Robert Mueller.
The indictment charges 12 Russian military officers by name for conspiring to interfere with the 2016 presidential election.
The indictment outlines a sweeping effort by Russian intelligence to hack into Democratic Party email accounts and computers, including the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. At a news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May, Trump was asked if he planned to raise election meddling in his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday.
But I will absolutely, firmly ask the question. And hopefully we'll have a very good relationship with Russia.
Trump went on to again slam the Russia probe. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump has declared the U.S. relationship with Britain as the highest level of special, rejecting reports of troubled ties further frayed by his comments published in one of the British newspapers, The Sun. Mr. Trump defended his remarks about British Prime Minister Theresa May, in which he reportedly said she ignored his advice on how to negotiate Britain's exit from the European Union. May apparently said she did not pay attention to the newspaper interview. The U.S. military is reviewing an airstrike it conducted in Syria's eastern Deir ez-Zor province after a human rights monitor said an airstrike left many dead. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the attack hit an ice factory near the Iraq border in an area controlled by the Islamic State. This is VOA News. At least 128 people were killed in a suicide attack at an election rally in Pakistan. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack, Reuters' Anna Bevan reports.
Tensions had been growing in Pakistan ahead of the anticipated return of the country's former prime minister, Nawaz Sharif, who was ousted by the Supreme Court last year and convicted in absentia of corruption a week ago. Sharif was arrested later on Friday with his daughter Mariam, minutes after they touched down at Lahore Airport. The pair had decided to return to Pakistan to face lengthy prison sentences in a bid to galvanize their beleaguered party ahead of the country's general elections on July 25th. Their return could shake up an election race marred by accusations that Pakistan's powerful military is working behind the scenes to skew the contest in favor of ex-cricket hero Imran Khan. Khan described Sharif as a, quote, criminal who deserves no support.
That's Reuters' Anna Bevan. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo led a high-ranking delegation to Mexico at a time when that country is in transition after elections, and both Mexico City and Washington seem eager to repair relations strained over immigration, security, and trade. VOA Cindy Sain reports.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo paid his first visit to Mexico as the top U.S. diplomat, saying it was a priority for him to come soon after the recent elections to meet with President-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Pompeo met with the leftist leader and with Mexico's outgoing president Enrique Peña Nieto and foreign minister Luis Videgaray. The situation at the two countries' 3,200-kilometer border was a key focus of discussions.
The United States is committed to making measurable progress that ensures the security on both sides of that border.
Pompeo also said the United States will work closely with both the outgoing Mexican government and the new one to find a trade agreement beneficial to both sides. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
The fighting continues, but the International Organization for Migration says it has carefully assessed the situation in Yemen and, with the expert help from others, has been able to create a safe corridor to move a first group of migrants from Hodeida seaport. Eritrea's president has arrived in Ethiopia. It is another step towards ending a 20-year military standoff. Isaias Afwerki is expected to spend 3 days in Ethiopia. It's reopening the Eritrean embassy on Monday. Eritrea was a former province of Ethiopia. It then seceded in 1991 after a 30-year war for independence. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeely, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.